The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Described by one town mayor as scenes of a biblical catastrophe, Greece has been experiencing massive wildfires, forcing thousands to flee. Firefighters have been able to quell some of the more prominent blazes, but they continue to battle the hotspots this morning. Taoiseach Simon Harris has released a statement saying that he spoke with the Greek Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis last night and he expressed solidarity with the people of Greece. Irish journalist Damian McConnella is based in Greece and he joins me now. Damian, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Tell me, you know, we read about these wildfires, but the experience of them, the heat, the smoke, the fear must be very real in Athens particularly.
Yeah, certainly with this fire, I think this is what made the recent fire that began on Sunday, this is what makes it stand out. It's the fact that the fire came so close to the centre of Athens. So the fire broke out at around 3 p.m. on Sunday afternoon in a rural area about 40 kilometres outside of the city, but within 24 hours it had reached the outskirts of Athens proper. So it had reached the suburb of Rilisia, which is very much part of the urban fabric of the city, and burned a number of homes in the outskirts of that suburb. So that's what makes this fire very, very worrying. And people in Athens experienced the dark clouds of smoke emitted by the fire. That smoke covered most of the city on Monday and Tuesday. And as you said, the fire caused hundreds of people to flee their homes, and many of those homes were lost to the flames.
So to give people a sense of how close it felt, I'm sure you're familiar with the Dublin area and maybe the Galway area, Damien. How close would the fire be in Irish terms to the urban centre?
Well, it reached about 10 to 15 kilometres outside of the city centre of Athens, so that's pretty close, and residents in that area had said that they never experienced fires in that area. So for them, it was new. It was new that the fire was able to spread very, very quickly. You know, as I said, it started 40 kilometres outside of the city, but within a day, it had reached within 14 kilometres of Athens city centre. And many questions have been asked as to how that could actually happen, and why did it happen, and how did it happen so quickly.
So it'd be like seeing from Dublin city centre looking out towards Howth or Dunleary, seeing the flames and the smoke there, that close.
I'd imagine so. Definitely people in the city centre of Athens, they were aware, they could smell the smoke. They know people in these areas. So the fire was very, very real. And the fires are always very, very real for the people of Athens, but this one particularly so.
Now, the speed of that fire seems extraordinary, going from 40 kilometres away to maybe 15 kilometres away in the space of 24 hours. What is the terrain like? What is burning?
Well, the terrain is actually, Athens is surrounded by a kind of a band of mountains, and that's why questions have been asked in this case. I mean, the fire started on the other side of a mountain, Mount Pendeli. It's in the northeast of the city, so the fire started on the other side of that mountain, but it managed to get over the mountain and enter and spread quickly into these suburbs. Experts say that there's a phenomenon of spotting. It's where wind whirls up burning matter and can manage to transport this burning matter across long distances. So that's one potential reason why this happened.
The trees that are burning, are these pine trees laden with resin?
Well, certainly on what's left of Mount Pendeli, certainly there are most of the trees around Athens would be pine. But even in residential areas, you know, because of the urban spread of Athens, parts of the city have spread into what's known as the peri-urban zone. So it's a part of the city that was once possibly forest land or agricultural land, where housing has developed with among the trees. So that can help, of course, fire spread where you have residences.
Now, it's very easy to say
in among trees.
It's very easy to say it's all global warming, because you have had very high temperatures in Greece, 40 degrees Celsius, in old money, 104 Fahrenheit. Those high temperatures, and they've been protracted last year, the year before, something similar. But I'm sure there'll be political questions about prevention. Has enough been done to stop the recurrence of these?
Yeah, as you said, Greece is going through, every year, every month seems to be a record. Now it had the warmest winter, last winter was the warmest winter on record. The country is on course to having the hottest summer on record. So the conditions are arid. The fire was whipped up on Sunday and Monday by very, very strong gale force winds. They've died down, which has helped and assisted the firefighting effort. But of course, questions are always asked. There are firefighting and forestry experts who say no matter how many planes or how many firefighters you have, there's only so much you can do once a fire breaks out. And there are experts who call for more prevention. They want more forestry experts who would work 12 months around, would work around the year in preventing the conditions that can lead to fire spreading very quickly. So there are forestry experts who say there is a way of coping with these fires. You can never eliminate them, but there are ways, they say, of preventing them, and that's what they're calling for.
Now, the impact on tourism, I mean, even at the height of August, you get hordes of people converging on Athens, and they want to see the original Olympic Stadium, which I believe has been used to keep people who have been fleeing, to offer them some sort of protection, and the Acropolis and so on. So how is it impacting on the important business of tourism for Athens?
Well, the fires, I think, took place in areas where tourists wouldn't normally go. I mean, as I say, the fires took place in started in a rural area and came into the suburbs. But certainly any tourists who were on the Acropolis on Monday or Tuesday would have seen the effects of the fire. And that must be quite daunting for people who may not be aware of Greece's geography or the wildfires that are common in this country. It must be quite a daunting experience for them to see that. But as you say, yes, indeed, the Olympic Stadium is currently hosting 150 residents whose homes were damaged or destroyed in the fires. And hotels around the city, the Athens hoteliers have come forward, and they've taken in 650 Athenians whose homes have been damaged or burnt in the fires.
Unprecedented, extraordinary scenes in Greece. Damian McConnellagh, Irish journalist based in Greece, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.